Listening Library presents The Not Just Anybody Family by Betsy Byers. Read for you by Blaine Fairman.
On and Off the Barn. Junior stood on top of the barn, arms outstretched, legs apart. Strapped to his thin arms were wings made out of wire, old sheets and staples. His own design. His mouth hung open. His eyes watched a spot over the cornfield where he hoped to land. He appeared to be praying.
"Go ahead and jump!"
his brother Vern called. "Give him time," his sister Maggie said. She was sitting cross-legged on the ground, painting her fingernails with a green magic marker.
"Well, if he doesn't jump before Pap gets home, he won't get to jump." "Junior, Pap won't let you jump. If he catches you up there on the barn, he'll whoop you."
Junior kept watching the small grassy clearing beyond the cornfield. He was trying to watch it long enough to make it his body's destination. He felt his body had to know where it was supposed to go, or it would end up 20 feet straight down in the hard dirt.
"Are you gonna fly or not?"
Vern asked. Maggie held up one hand to admire her green fingernails and to blow on them, although they were dry. When she got the other hand done, she was going to make herself some rings out of clover. She loved to have beautiful hands, because you could admire them so easily. She showed her hand to Vern.
"What do you think?"
"Are you gonna fly or not?"
Vern asked again.